Hey Liverpool fans, have you seen the latest release? At Anfield Index, we've teamed up with Liverpool FC to announce that the brand new 24-25 LFC Nike home kit and anthem jacket are out now, and they're hotter than ever. The brand new kit pays homage to the legendary Rome 1984 side, featuring sleek pinstripe detailing that brings a touch of history to our modern game. Whether you're cheering from the cop or watching from home, you'll feel the spirit of the Reds coursing through every stitch. The best part? You can grab yours today. The new kit and training range are available in official stores, online, and through the LFC store app. Don't wait, order now and be ready to show your Liverpool pride and style. Get your hands on the new 24-25 LFC home kit and anthem jacket today. Let's make this season unforgettable. You'll never walk alone.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Thanks for choosing this free Anfield Index podcast. If you'd prefer to listen to this or any of our other shows without adverts, then now's the time to check out Anfield Index Pro. With AI Pro, you can supercharge your entire listening experience. You'll not only get all of our podcasts without the ads, but you'll have them far faster with our quick publish feature available exclusively for subscribers. AI Pro also puts you in the heart of our sound studio, with an option to listen to many of our shows live and interact with the podcasters in real time as the shows are recording. Upgrading couldn't be easier. AI Pro is available on all popular podcast platforms, and we have our own apps for Apple and Android. Just head on over to AnfieldIndexPro.com and get started today.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Red, your lunchtime catch-up on all things Liverpool FC on a Thursday on which Liverpool have released the new kit for 24-25. This kit is inspired by Rome 84, Liverpool winning the European Cup. And I don't like it. I don't like the collar more than anything. I don't actually mind the rest of it. I quite like the swoosh and the Liverbird being in gold. I like the plain badge as is. The Standard Chartered thing is never going to look particularly good. It's just not an attractive logo. But I just don't like the collar. That's basically where I land. Now, it's absolutely irrelevant to me. I won't be buying it. I don't remember the last time I bought a Liverpool kit, but I certainly wouldn't be buying this one. I'm looking forward to next season. Is it next season? Not next season, the season after. The 25-26 season, when, by according to the rumours, we'll be with Adidas. I'm looking forward to seeing what they can do. I think the Nike kits, in truth, they've been a disappointment. They've been a disappointment. Design-wise, they're quite lazy. This one's, you know, it's a little bit interesting. Excuse me, a little bit interesting. But again, the collar just ruins it for me. the pictures in the release. Why is Mo Salah wearing Virgil van Dijk's trousers? Can anyone answer that? He looks like someone lassoed them onto him, and the plan is for him to grow into them. Very, very odd. What else do we have here? Liverpool Loney wins another trophy, now three games away from a double. Oh, Vítězslav Jaros So let's see. He joined Sturm Graz in January and became first choice. He's now played 18 times. On Wednesday evening, they won the Austrian Cup, beating Rapid Vienna. He also did really well when he was with St. Pat's in Ireland. Did really, really well. Won the FAI Cup and was tremendous while there. Sturm Graz are 3 points ahead of RB Salzburg with 3 games left. And as we all know, Salzburg have dominated the Austrian Bundesliga in recent years, which is not a surprise considering the sheer financial gulf between them and everybody else. So it would be an incredible achievement if Sturm Graz can see this out. Now, who do they play? They play Hartberg. Klagenfurt. And who else? LASK. Okay. So, based on league position, without knowing anything about Hartberg or Klagenfurt, they should be expected to win both of those games. LASK will be tougher because they are decent, and that's away. The other two are home games. Salzburg play Rapid Vienna away. They should win that. They play Hartberg away. And they play LASK as well, but they play them at home. Salzburg have an advantage in terms of goal difference, but I don't know if it's head-to-head that decides it here. The two sides drew 2-2 at the weekend. Let's see if we can find what the result early in the season was. They lost to them in the previous game. They drew the game before that. And they drew the game before that. They did beat them in the cup, though. But if it comes down to head-to-head or goal difference, unfortunately, Salzburg would have both of them. They scored more as well. So Sturm Graz just need to stay ahead of them. Just need to stay ahead of them. Two wins and a draw, and the title is theirs. That would be very cool for Yaros, who's very highly regarded. And with Kelleher looking likely to leave this summer, he's probably the one that will be given the nod to step up. 22 years of age, you'd imagine this is the time for him to step up into the number two spot at Liverpool. What else do we have on? What height is he actually? Does it say here? Liverpool do like a tall goalkeeper. 6'2", 6'3". We'll come back to that. Bobby Clark has played his last game for Jurgen Klopp. Season ends early. I saw this on Twitter. I genuinely have no idea how tall. His Wikipedia tells me he's 7 foot tall. I'm fairly certain he's not 7 foot tall. It says here he's 1.9 meters. So, let's see. 1.9 meters is about 6'2.5. Big lad. He's a big lad. Right, we'll move on because I'm rambling. But yeah, Bobby Clark has played his last game for Jurgen Klopp. His season is over because of injury. To be fair, he's had a really, really good first season playing in and around the first team, even though he did miss such a chunk of the season early on, which was a shame. Once he came in and was involved, I thought he was really, really impressive. Don't think he ever looked out of his depth, being completely honest. And sometimes you see it with talented youngsters. Now, he didn't play against top, top opposition in the league, but, you know, he did play against a couple of good Premier League teams, and he looked like he belonged. And obviously played a big part in the League Cup final and got his first winner's medal, which is absolutely incredible for him in his first season involved. Liverpool coach pens emotional goodbye letter after 15 unbelievable years. John Achterberg is leaving the club, so there'll be change there. Nike blamed for 24-25 Liverpool new kit price increase. I did like on the club website, they had the prices like marked out with new discounted prices, but the discount percentage was zero. So that was quite fun. So David Lynch is saying that Nike have been blamed for the rising price of Liverpool's new home shirt following its launch on Thursday morning. The cost of a standard adult shirt has gone up to £80 for 24-25, while the same jersey in youth sizes now comes in at £60, rises of just over a fiver from last season. Meanwhile, the match jersey worn by the players is priced at £125. That's a 10 quid hike. And the infant kits have gone up £7 to 52. 52 quid for an infant kit. Like, that's disgusting, to be totally honest. Sources have told This Is Anfield that this jump in price is down to Nike's non-negotiable manufacturer's suggested retail price, which has gone up 8.5% for all its clubs. The clubs have taken steps to absorb these increases by retailing next season's shirts at prices that are on average 5.5% lower than the American manufacturer's ORP. So Nike wanted the prices up even higher. That's vile. Absolutely vile. Keep an eye on the Chelsea and Tottenham kits, because it says here, by contrast, Chelsea and Tottenham, who also have deals with Nike, are expected to pass the rises on to the fans. So just keep an eye for how much the Chelsea and Tottenham kits are priced at when they come out. And let's see what the difference is there. The idea of there being two different shirts pisses me off as well. It's just such a money grab. It's absolutely disgraceful. Right. So the stadium shirt went up from £74.95 to £80. Nike suggested it should be £85. The match shirt, £114.95 to £125, which is what Nike suggested. The youth match shirt was £100 last year. It's £100 this year. Nike suggested it should be £120. For a kid's shirt. This is vile. Absolutely vile. Another reason to be rid of them. Jurgen Klopp is already planning to return for next Liverpool trophy parade. Good. Good. That's good. Liverpool confirm new contract for 17-year-old with big future. Oh, Carter Pennington. Yeah, he's highly regarded. So he has signed his first professional contract. Strange Pacho rumor coach departs an injury blow. Well, the coach departing is Akteberg. The injury blow is Bobby Clark. The Pacho rumor is weird. So William Pacho is a Ecuadorian centre back who plays for Eintracht Frankfurt. He is a huge, huge talent. But according to Bild, we would be willing to buy him and then loan him back for a year, which doesn't sound too ridiculous until you remember that the price on him is between 50 and 60 million. Nonsense. But a huge talent, and one I'd be very interested in us getting. He would have made a lot more sense for a back three under Amorim than a back four under Slot, though, because Virgil plays left side centre back, and I don't think he's going anywhere anytime soon. Liverpool fans bring cup flags back for Jurgen Klopp's final two home games. Good. Good. The Premier League will not have a fifth Champions League spot next season. Instead, the Bundesliga and Serie A will get them, which is pretty funny, to be honest. But
at Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
It is what it is. Next year, hopefully, the Premier League will have five spots. Next season, I should say. Arne Slot tactics, Feyenoord setup, and how Liverpool could set up. Well, I really hope it's not with this lineup that you've suggested here, which also doesn't in any way represent how he plays. That's horrendous, to be totally honest. I've watched a bunch of videos that people have done on YouTube, and I tell you one thing, some of them are absolute garbage. Like, very clear that so many of these people make these videos on YouTube having never watched a single game. And some of the suggestions for where players could play, like the idea of Joe Gomez playing left back, his left back predominantly provides the width on the left because the right winger has license to cut inside. The left back provides the width. How the fuck is Joe Gomez going to do that? Now, the right back plays a narrower role. He doesn't invert into midfield all the time, the way some people would have you believe. I saw a suggestion yesterday of McAllister and Trent as a double pivot. Might be the worst thing I've heard yet. Genuinely. McAllister's completely unsuited to being the six. in an Arne Slot team. He'd play the Ergun Kokku role, which is the more attack-minded of the double pivot, but certainly not the number six role. And Trent is a horrible suggestion as a defensive midfielder. Absolutely horrible. I actually don't think any of these people watch. Like, this is woeful. I don't think any of these people actually have watched Feyenoord play any more than twice. And they've picked games where, oh, it looks like a 4-3-3. I'll go with this one. Dreadful, dreadful, dreadful stuff. On Anfield Watch, Sam Maguire had an exclusive. That Joe Gomez is considering his future at Liverpool. That's not necessarily a surprise. I think, given his age, it's quite likely that Joe would like to go and play elsewhere and start and play regularly. He's not going to get that chance at Liverpool. Liverpool ready 51 million Naby Keita trick. This is again about Pacho. We're not going to do that. I'd be stunned if we did. Shock report claims Bayern Munich want Van Dijk. Right. Journalists believe it's now likely Liverpool signed 7-goal Dutch star. That's Gertrude. The journalist in question is very unlikely to have any insight on what Liverpool are doing. Liverpool have found their goal-scoring midfielder, but he cost 51 million. I mean, it's Town Koopmeiners. He's not worth 51 million. And of course, all the shit outlets, the Mirror and others that we won't name, they're all hyping this up. No, just no. There's not a whole lot else on Anfield Watch. Henry Jackson had an article there about why Diogo Jota must grab his chance to become first choice number nine. You just can't make Diogo Jota your first choice number nine. The guy can't stay fit. It would be a fool's errand to make him your first choice number nine. Liverpool could sign player Arne Slot, tipped to be the best in the world. It's Mats Wiefer. Piece about Pacho, a piece about the kit, a piece about Virgil. Jurgen Klopp tipped to make U-turn. Best five Liverpool home kits ever. As Nike launches first jersey of the Arne Slot era, we'll come to that. Man United targets their own Virgil van Dijk. This is Ronald Araujo, and if he's available, we should be all over that. How Wijnaldum and Gerrard have fared in Saudi Arabia since Henderson left them. Much better. Much, much better. Having flopped spectacularly and then ran away without getting paid to now flop in the Eredivisie. Henderson has left behind an Al Ettifaq team that are simply much better without him. Much, much better without him. Tremendous stuff. Right, best five Liverpool home kits. Let's see. 1920, no. 87, 88, yeah, that's an absolute belter. That's one of the best kits we've ever had, without question. That is class. Let's see. 04, 05. Yeah, I did like that Reebok kit. 18, 19, no. They're just picking kits that we won major honours in. The 89-90 is the best kit we've had. But no, 18-19 and 19-20 do not make the list. Drivel. I saw a rumor yesterday linking us to Victor Osimhen. Unless John Henry's had a stroke, I just don't see it. Now, maybe they'd be interested in taking Darwin as part of an exchange. Who knows? But no, I don't think so. On AnfieldIndex.com, there's a piece about Gomez, a piece about Neil Jones saying he wouldn't sell Salah at any price. That's just, it's a foolish view to take. There's always a price on pretty much everybody. There's a piece about Pacho, and there is a piece about 10 Coop Miners. There's also a piece about Troy Deeney. Troy Deeney said on TalkSport, I think yesterday, that Mo Salah isn't world-class. He's a level below world-class. What the fuck would Troy Deeney know about world-class? Like, a bang average grafter with the technical ability of a wheelie bin. Troy Deeney was woeful. In his career, 23, 28, 37, 47, 54 Premier League goals for Troy Deeney, spread across 6 seasons. Well, 5 seasons, because he got binned off after Watford got promoted again. Dreadful. Like, that's a season and a half of Salah, or 2 seasons of Salah as a winger. And this fella's doing that as a number 9. His managerial career is one of the funniest things that's ever happened. He took charge of 6 games, 3 draws, 3 defeats, threw all of his players under the bus, got sacked, and then claimed that the reason he'd been appointed was because of his pull and basically his reputation. Absolutely deluded. Absolutely deluded, that fella. And what on earth he would know about world class? Ridiculous. On to the podcast side of things, there are 2 new scouteds. One where we had a look at the Champions League and the Championship, still kind of relevant. There's a new Under Pressure, which covers the Everton and West Ham games, and a bit about Arne Slot. And then the second scouted is looking at the Europa competitions and tonight's game between Chelsea and Spurs, as well as our own game against Spurs this weekend. So there we go. I've finished rambling. No idea if this podcast was any good, because I kind of blacked out halfway through because I'm not feeling the best. But I will see you all tomorrow, all going well. Take care of yourselves. Bye-bye.
We hope you enjoyed listening to this Anfield Index show. Please be sure to subscribe to our channel so future podcasts find their way to your device automatically. There's nothing quite like fan engagement, and we'd love to know what you think of anything discussed on this show. The best way to get in touch is over on our free Discord community, where both podcasters and listeners debate the hottest LFC topics 24/7. Sign up free now at anfieldindex.com/Discord. You won't regret it. You can also follow us on Twitter at Anfield Index and find us on Facebook by searching for Anfield Index. Oh, and before you go, we'd love it if you could leave us a 5-star review on your favourite podcast app. It only takes a couple of seconds, and it means the world to the people who create these free shows. Sports Social Podcast Network.